Dillon, Harbor Beach was a strong tee offense squad. They still stick to their roots, but when they have the most success, it seems to be coming out of a spread offense. Most of the headlines typically go to the wide receivers in that offense. What makes this offense unique is the running game when Shelke is in the shotgun.
Well, what Coach Shelke has discovered with this offense is that he can put two great athletes in the backfield and run a read option and trust the fact that they can read the defense in a matter of seconds. Tyler Burkhart, Cole Anderson are your lead running backs. And keep in mind, no Daniel Lanfear most of the season, no Devin Puff most of the season. They were supposed to be your lead backs. Tyler Burkhart, Cole Anderson having excellent seasons. Tyler Burkhart with 122 yards and two scores against Marlette. He had 49 yards and a score against Ubley. Cole Anderson has kind of become the lead back against Brown City. He scored three times. He also had 12 carries, 61 yards and two scores against Ubley. And then those wide receivers who are oh so important. They are tall guys, Michael Anderson, Austin Roberts, and Mason Yon, who had that miracle catch last week against Ubley. They all stand at least 6'1". Austin Roberts is 6'3", and they've all had their share of receiving touchdowns and yards this season. So they have all the weapons that they need to outrank all the defensive backs who are typically shorter around here, and they have the speed at tailback where they can beat you.
Last year, the Pirates had just four seniors and were allowing over 37 points a game on defense. But this year, Harbor Beach has gone from the fourth worst defense to the second best. Offensively, the Orange and Black have never really struggled to score points. This year, they're averaging just shy of five touchdowns a game.
Keep in mind, they scored 34.8 points per game. Last year, they actually scored 33 points per game. So the offense has always been powerful. But when they give up 13.5 a game on average this year compared to 37.5 last year, you start throwing the term soft around at football players, they get ticked off, Clark, and that's what happened. They became more physical. They started with their training on the offense and defensive line and winning those battles in the trenches, and it's completely flip-flopped those defensive numbers.
The Pirates are coming off a road win against arch rival Ubley to clinch the outright Greater Thumb East Championship. Last year, Harbor Beach lost to USA at home 28-52, shutting out their chance at the playoffs going 4-5. And this time around in 2017, they're trying to keep USA one win from that automatic playoff berth to finish at 5-4. Kickoff is in 17 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network as it's Harbor Beach on the road at USA on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
At the Casey Yon Agency, we understand that losing is never fun. We value resolve, teamwork, and sportsmanship. As your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, we appreciate these values because we know that life happens. That's why we're here for you throughout all of life's moments, the wins and loses. For proper protection and local hometown service, contact the Casey Yon Agency today at 989-479-3288. This is Casey, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach. From life's changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 989-479-3288.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. One of the more surprising teams in the Greater Thumb West would be none other than the USA Patriots. Even though they're seen at 5-3 through 8 weeks, they have continuously turned heads with some outcomes, especially after that week one shutout loss to Ubley in comparison. That credit is due to first-year head coach Josh Hahn, member of that 1998 state championship squad.
Keep in mind, Josh Hahn replaced Coach Tyler Langs. He was there for two seasons. Both teams of his made the playoffs, and Coach Hahn brings one thing that's very important. It may not be coaching experience, but it's experience in the playoffs with a state championship ring. He can show those young men, I know what it takes. I was a part of it, and they believed in him, and a team that we all thought was a rebuilding team all of a sudden is 5-3 with a chance to make the playoffs.
The USA Patriots are no strangers of the postseason. With a win tonight, they would make it three straight seasons in the MHSAA playoffs. Of course, USA is the 1998 and 2004 state champions and an encore appearance to Ford Field in 2005. So if you think about it, though, Dave, this year's roster was just 6 and 7 years old in the last USA state championship run. And that includes their backfield of three seniors.
Yeah, that backfield is led by Josh Lang. He's their senior running back, leading running back, coming back from last season against Sandusky at just 13 carries, but 83 yards and a score. Alan Rabin is kind of the guy that has really stepped that role. He had 25 carries, 132 yards, and a touchdown against Sandusky when we seen him that week. And Hunter Bone is kind of your change of pace back. Doesn't get a ton of carries, but usually is pretty successful. Against Cass City, he had 9 carries for 28 yards and one of their few touchdowns.
This, of course, after having to replace 4-year starter Macklin Gettle and Thumb Sports Writer's first team running back Tanner Foley a year ago. One position that also has a new number this season is junior quarterback Micah Kramer, now with his 8th start under his belt.
Well, I really love what Micah Kramer brings to the table. I'm not shy when I talk about him. He's a dual threat quarterback, similar to James Shelkey, can throw it, can run it, and really has a true handle on the offense. You can tell he's a point guard in basketball, Clark. He just has that natural leadership to him. Against Cass City, he was 9 of 17 passing. He did turn it over twice, but at 88 yards and a score. And against Bad X, he was 6 of 8 passing for 143 yards and 3 scores. They certainly have the ability to sling it when they need to.
With USA running the full house tee, their offense relies on long, methodical runs. Therefore, they can only have so many chances to score. But still, they're able to muster just shy of 24 points a game. On defense, they're in the middle of the GTC pack at number 6, allowing 22.5 points a game.
Well, keep in mind, Harbor Beach's defense only allows 13.5 on offense, so I truly think USA is going to have to be a little more creative than just the wing tee to defeat this Harbor Beach team. And on defense, they need to be ready for the spread offense. Harbor Beach is going to go to it early and often.
And of course, one thing, Dave, to consider as well, Cooper Caulfield, their lead linebacker and starting guard, was out with injury against Lakers as he dislocated his right elbow. And unfortunately, he is not dressed tonight on senior night.
No, but he is here and present. It's good to see him hanging out with the teammates. So we wish him the best moving forward. But yeah, that was a scary deal, and bad luck for us. We happen to be here.
With a win tonight, USA would clinch an automatic MHSAA playoff berth. If they fall short to Harbor Beach, they would have to rely on having enough playoff points to make it in at 5-4, which, according to the sage and seer himself, news2u.com, is definitely and more than likely a possibility. USA's enrollment would put them in Division 7 in a district with Lakers. And tonight, the USA Patriots take on the Harbor Beach Pirates. Kickoff on the WLW Sports Network is in 10 minutes on Sports Radio and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day.